God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening, friends. This is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. I'm going to take a look at Do Not Hear What I Am Not Saying. Yeah, don't be a pushover again. This is Do Not Keep Silent. I'm your host, Jason DeZurich. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. I so appreciate you being with me here for the program. Again, if you want to find out more about our parent ministry, you can go to worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Tonight, I want to do something. I don't want to say it's special or anything like that, but I want to do something that and share with you something that I shared, a little about a month ago, I'd say. And it was very well received. And so I'd like to share with you this idea. I've shared a little bit on this program and other programs I do about this idea, but I just want to dig into it even more tonight. And so let's just begin. Again, find us at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. My name is Jason DeZurich, president of Worldview Warriors and host for Do Not Keep Silent. Our society, friends, it's opening up slowly. It's been a year. My goodness. Self-isolation. My goodness. It's becoming quite clear, though, and I've talked to many people who are just straight up angry, upset, bitter. I want to start off by saying I really want to encourage you to focus in on Christ right now. Stop worrying about what others think. Stop being fearful, and I do encourage you to stop shaming others and stop trying to control other people's lives. Friends, even though I was told by many that what we're experiencing right now would not happen, I think we can all agree that times have certainly changed in our society and in the whole world. And friends, we're so connected through the internet now, which is a great thing, but sometimes it seems a little overwhelming. Sadly, we're as divided as ever simply because I think we're losing. We're losing our idea of being civil. We're losing the importance of understanding why we need civility and not just blurt out what we're thinking and say what we're really wanting to say. Sometimes it's okay to hold your tongue. And again, in the life I've lived, we are as divided as ever. And one way I see that happening personally is, well, how so many now read between the lines and they make assumptions of what others are thinking, and they're hearing what they think someone else is saying. I hope we can be honest with one another and realize that that's really been a huge issue for years. It's actually a part of the human condition. But today in our world, it's becoming more and more prevalent. Many of us just didn't know how much of an issue this was until things started going on. And meaning going on for today. And I will admit, I am included in that assessment. I've been naive, not shrewd enough. And when I was truly first exposed to this concept and this phrase, which is, don't hear what I am not saying, it was from the author and speaker Reggie McNeil. I went through a two-year training class, just a two-year discipleship time. And it was through the Churches of God called the Missional Leadership Initiative. And I really didn't know what I was getting myself into, to be quite honest with you. But my pastor at the time, Nathan Buck, who has written and been a part of Worldview Warriors in the past, still a dear friend, really encouraged me to go. And during a session with, I think there are about 40 people, Reggie said this to someone after he made a statement. He said, don't hear what I am not saying. And someone in the training, well, they started to come at him with these questions that really weren't related to what he'd even said or even implied. And it was obvious that this person was taking offense or was taking what he had brought up, and they were taking it personally. They were taking what he said and were trying to put it into a specific situation they were thinking about. They were speaking out pretty defensively, to be honest with you, and they were really aggressive, at least with our words. I really think it was masterful how Reggie dealt with this. Again, he said, don't hear what I am not saying. Straight up, you could sense the tension in the room. And then when he said this, there was like a sigh of relief. Because what could have been a very toxic back and forth, well, it ended up being him just asking questions with a really easy phrase of, don't hear what I'm not saying. And what he was doing, which I think is just awesome, is he was giving this person a chance to really listen to him. He didn't say, your concern isn't real. But he was lovingly giving this person the opportunity to really hear what he was saying. In essence, he was lovingly telling this person that this isn't about them or their specific situation. At first, this person just kept coming at him and had more points that they wanted to discuss. But he just kept saying, Don't hear what I am not saying. Personally, I think this is one thing each of us could really take into consideration when dealing with someone who's very adversarial or offended by what we might have said. Now, before I continue, do I think that speakers are responsible for their own words? Well, of course I do. I think they are responsible. But I will say this too, and it's something that our culture, our society, seemingly has forgotten. And that's the listener also is responsible for how they respond to what someone has said. Unfortunately, this can be a very difficult lesson for many to learn these days because of the fallen, sinful nature we all find ourselves in. But I will tell you that I think this is a loving communication tactic that all Christians need to consider implementing if we're actually going to move forward together in our society and our culture. And we need to mean it. I know I would like society as a whole to move forward with each person being responsible for themselves. Perhaps you don't agree with this, but I know I like being with and around people when we're willing to put biblical love in action toward one another. Biblical love. Jesus reminded us in Matthew 7:2, that in the same way you judge others, you'll be judged. I encourage all of us to speak the truth in love and to stop taking offense. Don't hear what someone's not saying. Truly listen. And if another does not want to listen, well, now you have a choice to make. With that in mind, please consider the following. As many of you know, I personally cannot wear a face mask due to a medical condition that I have after a life-threatening stroke and life-saving brain surgery that I had in 2017. Yet I personally have been told by employees to leave a nationally known restaurant chain and even a large nationally known company that I once supported a lot. For those of you wondering, yes, I showed them my medical note and about my condition from my primary medical doctor, or as I call, quote unquote, my papers, and they told me to leave. I bring this up to say that when I encourage healthy people in 2021 to take off their masks and live their lives, don't hear what I am not saying. I am not telling a person who is wearing a mask how horrible they are or are judging them. I have no idea what their situation may or may not be. Just as I would hope all people would not have judged me for being unable to wear a mask. I would hope all people would not judge others who choose to wear a mask. Why? Because neither you nor I know their situation. Now, could they be fearful? Possibly. Could they be sick? Possibly. Could they have a compromised immune system? Possibly. Could they be perfectly healthy? Possibly. If they're not you, friends, it's really none of your business. This goes both ways, though. If you see someone without a mask on, could they be a jerk? Possibly. Do they just want to live their life in liberty? Possibly. Could they have some reason medically that they cannot wear a mask? Possibly. Could they be vaccinated? Possibly. Could they not be vaccinated? Possibly. If they're not you, it's really none of your business. Friends, I encourage you, the human condition, which I've dubbed the God complex, don't let the God complex get the best of you. I encourage you to go live your life that God has given to you. And if anything I've shared here offends you, well, don't hear what I am not saying. Again, my name is Jason DeZurek, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. And I'd like to share with you something that I shared a little over a year ago on social media about the God complex, to just be honest with yourself. Yeah, my name is Jason DeZurek, your host for the program, and this is Do Not Keep Silent. Hey, everybody, Jason DeZurek here with you. Appreciate you being with me
You can find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Wanted to start with this comment that somebody shared with me on Facebook recently. Jason, I confess that sometimes people post truthful things that are uncomfortable for me to read. Sometimes people get testy when confronted, even in love. I've tried to get real with myself and know I'm the one who needs to change. But that doesn't mean I want to or it's easy. Well, for the person that wrote that, I just want to thank you for being open and honest and truthful. And if you're feeling that way too, just know that you're not alone. So let's continue on here with another comment I received from somebody. And just want to talk about an idea that I've been sharing with people for quite a while now. Friends, this is from a person who shared this. Understand that I am not an anti-vaccine zealot, nor a vaccine worshiper, but I'm for common sense measures and letting people decide for themselves. Friends, this isn't about vaccines, though, or anything like that. We'll get to it in just a bit, though. Here's the comment that followed that. Some people are too stupid to decide, and their decisions can't be allowed to jeopardize me. And friends, that is what this is really all about. I so appreciate this person being willing to be open and honest. And it really is, though, about fear and worry. I completely get it. I know that the person that posted this comment, you know, we don't know each other at all. And if that person's watching this, or maybe you're a person who thinks like this, please know that I am not attacking you in the least. No, not at all. It's just, I've been really saying literally for weeks, I'm very concerned that this is what this is really all about. Fear and concern and wanting to control other people. Also, I'm not making light of the current situation at all. Please hear that. Friends, what so many people are suffering from today is what I call the God complex. Friends, Adam and Eve suffered from it. Moses suffered from it too. King David, for a time, he also suffered from it. The Sheriff of Nottingham, you know, the sheriff in the story with Robin Hood, he suffered from it too. What is it? Again, it's the God complex. Friends, please bear with me here. The God complex is wanting others to do things your way and trying to force them to go your way, even when they don't want to go your way. Again, please consider this. Adam and Eve thought they were smarter than God and tried to force him to do things their way because they believed they were right in their own eyes. Out of anger, Moses chose to disobey God and bring water from a rock without giving credit where credit was due. And King David? Well, King David wanted something that wasn't his, even to the point of murdering the husband of the woman that he wanted as his own, forcing his will not only on Uriah, but also on Bathsheba because of his own selfishness. In the story of Robin Hood, the Sheriff of Nottingham stole what was not his and forced others to give him their hard-earned wages to do what he thought was best in his interest through unlawful taxes. While Robin Hood attempted to give some back to the people, that was, well, rightfully theirs. Now, it seems many of us suffer from the God complex nowadays. But it's so much easier to point fingers at others instead of looking at ourselves and take responsibility and realize that we need to deal with it too. Friends, I'd like to give you two examples of the God complex in just a bit going on today. Part of it is the struggle of wanting to do the right thing, but in the process, forcing others to do what you know or believe that is good and right and true. We all seemingly know that we are to help the poor among us, right? And this is good. It's when we force others to help the poor, though, where we get the God complex. Because, well, we've bought into a lie from the world. Here's an example. Should we help others, especially children who are hurting? Well, of course we should. But once we decide to support the taking of someone else's fruit from their labor in order for us to help others, we need to realize that, well, we're really no better than the Sheriff of Nottingham or King David when he imposed his will on Uriah and Bathsheba. Friends, imposing our will on others is wrong and really is nothing short of trying to play God with that person. The God complex. Here's a second example for you to consider. Friends, it's when we see or hear someone pointing fingers and tries to blame Hollywood or the music industry for their problems. Things like this. MTV needs to make better programming. Instead of making 16 and pregnant, they need to be making 18 and graduating. Well, friends, how about instead of pointing fingers and playing the blame game, you stop watching programming that's against God and stop supporting programming that supports a sinful lifestyle. Sure, if people are talking about this abhorrent programming, you can let people know that you watched something else, but don't guilt trip them into submitting to what you want them to watch. Tell people the truth, but then let them make their own decisions. Let the God-instituted natural law of consequences and benefits take its rightful place. If people desire to fill their minds with evil, they'll soon figure out that this path leads to death and destruction if they're open to it. Lovingly allow people to choose their own way. Have the opportunity to grow and mature and to become complete in Christ if they so choose. If they don't, well, that will be on their own head too. The struggle is when the person choosing death and destruction wants to drag you down that path too and then force you to go their way. Then what? Well, that's a whole nother discussion, friends. I thank you for being with me here. Thanks for watching this video. You can find us at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org, and I'll see you next time.
Yeah, absolutely, friends. Well, I appreciate you tuning in, listening to that, and I realize, friends, I need to make a part two of the God Complex. I'll put this up on the Facebook page there of Worldview Warriors, and Do Not Keep Silent for you to find it there. So you can find that video, share it with your friends. Also, like I said, I realize I need to make a part two because we're coming to a point in time now, it seems, in history where people are now wanting to force people to do things. And how do we as Christians respond to that? Again, my name is Jason DeZurek, your host for the program. You can find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I so appreciate you being with me here for the program. And as I get out of here, I want to direct you to the resources that we have available at worldviewwarriors.org. We've got some books that are available in paperback and on Kindle. We have 10 Reasons to Believe the Bible, written by C.A. Wolcott. People ask us all the time, you know, the Bible, it's, you know, just a collection of myths that were put together by Bronze Age goat herders. They didn't know what they were talking about. The Bible really isn't the word of God. You know, science, it's proven the Bible to be wrong. Well, friends, this book is here to help you in dealing with that. As we know, the Bible, it's under attack. And statements and questions like the ones I've shared with you are being used to undermine the faith of believers and to mock and ridicule them for not being educated enough to cease believing it. Yet the Bible is actually more trustworthy and dependable than all the other works of literature that are out there combined. Again, I encourage you to go find 10 reasons to believe the Bible written by C.A. Wolcott at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Appreciate you being with me here, and I do want to encourage you also to go find our blog and our podcasts that are available and many other things there as well. Thanks for being with me, and again, we'll see you next time. You don't know.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.